This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There has been sporadic gunfire today in Baghdad as store and homeowners try to protect their property from looters and as U.S. forces root out pockets of armed Iraqi fighters in the city. So far, American troops seem to remain primarily focused on military missions, not on law and order or humanitarian responsibilities. From Baghdad, NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports.
A day after U.S. forces searched downtown Baghdad's Al-Rashid Hotel, looters last night discovered the boutique, hair salon, and coffee shop on the first floor. Stores that were largely untouched a day before are now completely trashed. The floor mosaic of former President George Bush's face that the Iraqis had installed as a hotel doormat after the 1991 Gulf War is no more. U.S. soldiers couldn't dislodge it, so they removed it with sledgehammers. Right now, the Army's efforts to stop the looting and lawlessness consist of occasional leaflet drops and occasional broadcasts of a recorded message from big speakers on top of Humvees.
Basically what it's saying is, stop the civil unrest, stop looting. All you're doing in the end is hurting yourself.
Captain Rick Corres is an Army Psychological Operations Officer for the 2nd Brigade Combat Team. His men are still splitting their time between taking those small steps toward maintaining order and working on the seemingly futile task of encouraging hardcore Iraqi, Syrian, and Lebanese fighters to surrender.
It's difficult to do both at one time. And when you have armored crewmen or infantrymen, it's difficult when someone's still shooting at your ambush and you to switch into a peacekeeper mode.
Because the U.S. military doesn't want to get involved in police work now, some armed Baghdad residents are left to fend for themselves against looters or those looking to lash out at members of the fallen regime. Captain Corres concedes that the U.S. will likely have to establish law and order patrols in the near future until an interim government and new police force get on their feet.
The government's going to pick up their basic humanitarian needs, water, electricity, and food. And we'll have to do the presence patrols and the peacekeeping model until they can bring up a viable police force that they can trust.
As for humanitarian needs, Army Civil Affairs teams in Baghdad are just starting to organize distribution of much-needed medical and food supplies. This weekend, the Army hopes to deliver some of the 24 tons of medicine that just arrived in Baghdad to those hospitals hit hardest by looters and loss of staffers. The Army plans to use some of the distribution points established under the old Oil for Food program to push out flour and other basic foodstuffs to neighborhoods most in need. But how to prioritize and deliver those goods remain works in progress. Meantime, Army Civil Affairs Captain Major Bowen says his team is trying to get Iraqi civil servants, engineers, and technicians to return to work.
I think they identified a Department of Water plant or office. So we'll go back into there, hang around a little bit, see if anybody shows up, and then go in and find if we can get a directory and phone numbers. You know, we've identified police stations, and we're trying to find the fire stations. We'll go in there and try to find names and resources, and maybe somebody lives near there and they'll come back by. It's investigative work, trying to hunt and peck and find out what's out there.
But it's not clear how any returning employees will be screened, paid, or supervised. And there's still mutual mistrust between U.S. forces and Baghdad civilians. At an army checkpoint near the central parade grounds, one company commander noted the recent suicide bomb attack against U.S. Marines. He said, "I don't care if the civilians come up to me with home-baked cookies. No one's getting near my tanks and Bradleys. If a grandma holding flowers gets too close," he said, half serious, "she'll get the same warning shots as everybody else." Eric Westerfeld, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division's Task Force 164 in Baghdad.